Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Woo! It is Friday afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello.
Oh my gosh, we made it.
Happy American Royal.
Oh, that's right. That's this weekend.
Well, it kicked off last night, technically.
Oh, it did.
You think I wore the boots and the hat just because I felt like...
You look like something out of Tombstone.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was thinking she looks like something out of Instagram, more of that pumpkin spice...
Thank you, Dan.
You look like you're leaning into your Lainey Wilson era.
It is.
Yeah. Wow. Did not have that.
Are you wearing suede boots as well?
I am wearing suede boots, Dan.
Let me see the boots you got.
It is the Suburban nod to the American Royal.
Those are Uggs.
Let me tell you this. Those are not Uggs.
Okay, those are not American Royal boots.
Let me tell you this. I swear to you, on my way to work today, I was going to Nigro's Western Wear. I love those boys. Down the street on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Yeah. And Dan, unlike you, who had your windows shot out of your car this week, I have a very odd, random, completely flat tire on my back right tire.
Okay.
And it was completely flat the second I walked out to come here on my way to Nigro's and work. And so I had to Uber.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't change the tire?
No.
Oh.
No, I did not.
Is there a spare in your car?
Fun fact, I don't know. Fun fact number two, it is in a secure parking garage where I'm not sure Santa Fe tow can go. So I'm dealing with that. But it's fine. Happy Friday. It will get handled. But you know those cars are heavy, and I don't know a lot about PSI, but I know that two is bad.
Yes, two is not what you're looking for.
Two.
Yeah.
You were going to get some real cowgirl boots, but instead you decided to go.
I was on my way to Nigro's. I was
Starbucks
so excited.
Mom.
I was shopping online last night. I got picked out the exact one I wanted, but I wanted to try them on. I'm like, I'm going in.
Sounds like it.
That is
like
the second flat
in the
tire.
Way.
I know. Second flat tire I've had in, when was the last one? Remember it was on the shoulder?
Running into curbs.
No, I do not curb that car.
Well, stop running over screws.
Ever. I don't know. I don't know how a tire goes from completely filled to 2 PSI without a notification on my phone.
Well, typically a screw or a nail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
That fast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. If you have a breach, it will happen that quickly.
So I took the Kia over to Goodyear today. I think I've got a nail in the tire with a slow leak.
That's the greatest gift that you've ever been given.
I know.
If it's a slow leak... And I'm telling you mine right now, the Tesla keeps track of this stuff. It went from 28 PSI to 2.
Why was it at 28? That's too low.
Or 26 or whatever it is. Whatever
That's
it
way
is.
Too low.
No, it'll tell you.
It should be at 36.
But 2 is bad. Maybe it was 36 and then it just went to 2.
Who'd you cut off on the way into the parking garage?
I said today, you don't think somebody knifed my car, do you? How does it go from 36 to 2?
Well, how are you going to get to the American Royal now?
Uber.
Ride a horse.
Uber.
Ride a horse.
Ride a horse. You know what? If there is a dusty cowboy somewhere in northern Johnson County, specifically Fairway or Westwood.
Jim in Topeka?
Well, he's done everything else.
He's got horses. I know he does. Come on down.
Just
have you ever ridden a horse?
Twice. And I've been thrown off. Twice.
Just have him bring the trailer. Pull up back. There's plenty of room to turn around in this giant parking lot of ours. And they can get you a horse, and you can ride to the American Royal in style.
You know, Shonda and the girls rode horses for a while. Shonda stopped. She was bucked off a horse and broke her back.
Yep. Look, you know animals can sense people that don't trust animals. The horse smells me coming for miles because I've been thrown off to. I will never go near one again. I'm like that Chiefs player that didn't like War Horse.
So you and Michael Mackey both have extreme fear of horses.
I look in their eyes. They look in my eyes. They're like, nope, don't like you. And I'm like, yep, feelings mutual. Like acknowledge the stunning beauty of that creature.
And they are incredibly powerful.
From a very safe distance.
I'll be darned.
I don't trust cows either. You know, they got those beautiful eyes, but one false move and you're dead.
They don't trust us either.
From a cow?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll take you down.
They will take you down. I know it used to be a joke when we were growing up. Let's go cow tipping. No, you ain't. Is that really a thing?
You cannot tip a cow.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, I mean, if you're the size of a linebacker, maybe.
I don't know. Even then, I don't know. And by the way, did you see the Mahomes outfits on Halloween?
Hang on just a second. Back to cow tipping. The theory was they sleep standing up. And you would just, and then you would just go over and push them over. Cows do not sleep standing up.
They get very angry standing up when you think they're sleeping and you try to shove them over.
Correct.
Back to Mahomes. Oh, my gosh. The zookeeper with the lion and the flamingo. Did you not see their family outfit last night?
Well, and she was a kangaroo, Brittany.
With Brittany as the kangaroo.
No, yeah.
With Scott, with a baby kangaroo poking out of the pouch because she's expecting baby number three. It was darling.
Hang on, let me look.
Oh my God, it's so cute. And then Patrick was the zookeeper.
Look at the little lion. That's cute.
I posted it on Dana Wright KMBC. I'm sure Dan posted it as well because it's gone viral. Mm. It's
that is cute.
Darling.
How was trick-or-treating at the house last night? Oh, wait, I'm the only one.
How did it go?
It was very good.
Good.
Everybody says, you know, the kids are doing the trunk and treat so they don't go to the doors anymore. Not true.
Yeah, I went over to a friend's house to help them hand out candy, and we got in a total of 4.5 hours, one.
One?
What?
One.
Sam, so I originally went out and bought 120 pieces of candy. I bought a big bag with 120 pieces.
And you're counting them?
No, it says so on the bag.
Oh, okay.
It says on the bag, Dan, 120 pieces.
I know. That was just such a big part of your story.
Then yesterday I went to Hy-Vee and bought a bag that said 35 pieces. Ooh. So I had 155 pieces of candy. And we would only give one piece of candy per kid.
Yeah. And you
by 7:40, we were out of candy.
Mm-hmm.
We gave out 155 pieces of candy.
And you only did one piece of candy per
kid.
Child.
That's right.
Have you seen the memes of people leaving various funny things for the adults? Also next to the candy basket.
No.
One of them was for the dads, one Pro-V1 only, and it was just a big bucket of golf balls. One was a woman who said she always puts a potato, like it looked like a raw potato on top of the bag of candy. And she said, it is such a hoot every Halloween. There's always one kid that says, a potato, I want the potato. And she goes, I just replenish it with another one. The kids get a kick out of it.
I'll be darned. Well, we had a great crowd last night. We had a great crowd last night.
Did you wear a costume?
Beg your pardon?
Did you wear a costume?
No.
Oh.
Our one trick-or-treater was a little girl dressed like a princess.
Oh.
And I tried to give her like 10 pieces of candy, and her parents were like, no, 4 is enough.
Oh.
Because we had a whole bucket and one trick-or-treater.
Like, get off my front porch, dentist. Wait, no, come back, please. You're the only person we've had here all night.
What neighborhood were you in where there was only one kid?
Over off of like 95th and Warnell area. We were over at a friend's house.
Really?
Had a fire in the driveway, the whole nine. We were welcoming.
Some neighborhoods go through a change with kids aging out.
Yeah.
Until the next families start coming in with younger kids.
Well, we were at dinner last night, and we looked out on this beautiful view, glass view, and we could just see some orange moving in the distance. And I loved it. It appeared to be several teenagers, 16, 17 years old, definitely high school age. And they were all in some sort of matching prison costume or something. Mm-hmm. And I actually said, I am so happy to see that. And I think there's been a sea change with teenagers trick-or-treating where you see this online. People will say, don't roll your eyes at the 18-year-old kid coming to your door for candy. Think of all of the other things they could be out doing. That we should lean into that.
Great point.
Lean into that.
Like shooting out windows on people's cars.
Amen, exactly. Sam. Slashing tires. Yeah. I don't know if we'll have time.
If your tire was slashed.
I just don't understand how it goes from 36 to 2 with the electronic. The way that car works, Scott, if one tiny thing is askew, my phone tells me immediately.
And it never told you
I
anything?
I never got a notification.
Why would they slash one tire?
Because they're ne'er-do-wells, and they were afraid that the security cameras would catch them, so they were trying to be expeditious with
also,
their ne'er-do-welling.
If they did slash your tire, wouldn't security cam have caught them?
Perhaps.
And perhaps your tire was fine, and then you entered the parking lot, got out, and in that time, you...
Rolled over all of the razor blades that have never been in apples?
No. No, but you probably hit a nail that didn't stay in the tire. Right, Dan? Would you agree with that?
You could. Or you had a nail and then it just worked itself in and decided to psh while you were in the store.
Okay, I did see a super cool idea last night, though.
Lay it on
and me. It is, I'll tell you the premise before I tell you what it is. It's looks like raw meat.
Ew!
On a styrofoam tray with the plastic wrap on it, like you would buy at the store, like buy ground beef, right?
This is a costume?
No. This is what somebody was handing out.
Okay.
And on the bottom, it has like the label with the price and, you know, all the ingredients and whatnot. And it says possum patties. So they were handing these out to little kids.
Ew!
But if you feel it, it's not soft like raw meat. It's hard. And it's a Rice Krispie treat painted red.
Clever.
Made to look like raw meat.
I don't think I would eat that.
That's
pretty cool.
Really gross, and I would not eat that. But I can see where little kids would be like, remember we used to do that where they would be, these are eyeballs. Put your hand in here and feel the eyeballs. Yeah. And it was like, it was, you know, peeled grapes.
Or like the fingers. You make fingers out of hot dogs and.
Yeah. Good times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Coming up a little bit later, we have Festivus Friday, of course, at 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And also the word of the year for 2024 has been revealed.
Okay, I said at the end of the show last night that we're doomed as society because of how much time we spend on our phone.
Is that part of this?
I think that this is more evidence that we're doomed as a society.
The word of the year?
Don't tell me yet. Let me think on it. Is it going to annoy me?
The word itself won't annoy you once you realize the meaning behind it. I hope it annoys you.
Some of the other ones will, because we have the top six.
Okay.
Actually, we have the top nine.
Right.
But I just saw one of them, Sam.
They're bad.
There's one of them that we cannot use on the air.
Oh, is that the one where... All right, never mind.
Don't say it. Let's not get in trouble on a Friday. We made it to the end of the week.
Here, but without showing you the word, this is the one right next to my index finger that we can't say. That one made the final list.
The opposite of cooked catting, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right. Yes. We'll talk about it coming up.
The opposite of cooked catting. Yes,
that's
you're right.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Story here from Channel 41. Voters are using a porta potty and have reported at least one minor car crash while trying to vote early in Jackson County, Missouri. About 11,000 of the county's roughly 279,000 voters have cast no excuse absentee ballots since the option became available on October 22nd, so a little over a week ago. Mm-hmm. Most voters, though, in Jackson County have had to wait in line for more than 2 hours to cast their ballots. Now, in Johnson County, I know this because I voted a week ago tomorrow, we were in and out in 15 minutes. We have no fewer than 8 early election sites.
Wow.
Sarah Zorich, one of the two directors of the Jackson County Election Board, said the office bought extra ballot machines, added staff ahead of early voting, but even she has been surprised with turnout. Surprised? Only 11,000, according to this story, 11,000 of the county's 279,000 voters have cast no excuse absentee ballots. And I find it hard to believe that it, Sam, would you kindly look up the population of Jackson County, Missouri? I find it hard to believe that they only have 279,000 voters. The Jackson County Election Board opened two early voting locations.
Two?
It only had one in the 2020 presidential election.
You were right. I said yesterday that it was three. 716,531 people.
You're telling me that in a county with 716,000 people, that only a third, that roughly two-fifths of the population is registered to vote?
I think you have to look at the divide between Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, I agree.
There are two election boards within Jackson County.
Got it. Thank you. That makes more sense. Zorich said that budget, security, and the availability of county-owned buildings limited to the number of early voting locations that the election board could offer. Plus, if the county had bought even more machines to handle high numbers of voters, it has no place to store the machines when they're not in use for an election.
Let me ask you this, because there are a lot of people listening who maybe they don't live in Jackson County or Kansas City proper. What is the longest you would stand in line to vote?
Great question.
Full well knowing that there are people who have died for that right. There are people who have died in line in other parts of the world for that right. There have been wars fought over that right. People have been slaughtered over that right. And in America, what is the longest in line you would stand? And I'm going to start the conversation with this. In Blue Springs, I believe it was Blue Springs, a woman posted on Facebook 2 days ago, she stood in line 3.5 hours to vote. And I thought that was ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, that's been the average that I've seen on social media for people early voting in Jackson County.
Somebody on the text line is answering your question with this, Dana, as long as necessary.
Okay, you say that. People say as long as it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But people have jobs, Scott. You've got kids to pick up from soccer. At what point do you just say, I don't have 3.5 hours to stand here?
Well, except for the fact that we've extended the voting window beyond the actual day.
Well, that doesn't mean you're standing there any less.
Now, Sam, there may be a bit of confusion here, and texters, you guys are right. There is a difference between the Jackson County Election Board and the Kansas City, Missouri Election Board. That explains the lower number of registered voters in Jackson County. Kansas City, Missouri is not included. But the story says there are only two places to early vote, but later on in the story, they list three. The Independence Absentee Annex on Liberty Street in Independence, the Fleming Meeting Hall in Blue Springs, and the Ranger Rec Building in Lee's Summit. So they list three, even though the story says there's only two. What's the longest you would wait? Can I answer?
Yeah.
I would wait 2 hours, but I would wait 2 hours and then come back another day.
I agree.
And then
I was going to say 1 to 2 hours, but then with a plan B, I'm never going to wait until the Tuesday.
Right.
Right. And so you give yourself some wiggle room.
I plan to early vote tomorrow. By that, I mean, I'm going to drive by. If there's a line, I'm going to keep driving.
Somebody on the text line says, I'm standing in line right now. It's been 2+ hours.
Wow. I mean.
But I'll be there first thing on Tuesday morning if I don't get to do it tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
Awkward conversation with the person next to you. Like, hey, how about this election? What are you thinking?
How about them Chiefs?
What are you thinking?
Who are you voting for?
I would strongly advise not striking up a conversation with the person next to you. Unless it's about anything but politics, that would be electioneering within 250 feet.
Even if you ask?
Yeah, that would be electioneering.
How do you feel about the issues?
Get out!
America is facing right now. I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Okay, I'd rather you not.
Don't you run from the Lord.
Hang on, I'm going to have this guy call in.
If you're standing in line, call
yes,
in.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll pass the phone around. Who are you voting for? Come on!
No.
I'm kidding.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. There are only two outside of Kansas City, Missouri, in Jackson County, Missouri. There are only two places to early, no excuse vote. A couple years ago, you couldn't even do that in Missouri. But the lines are long. 2+ hours just to get in to vote. How long is too long? Whether you live in Jackson County, Johnson County, Platte County, Leavenworth, it doesn't matter. How long is too long to wait to vote?
A good friend of mine just texted in. I went to vote yesterday. I had zero wait at the church at 79th and Paseo.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, remember, we do talk about elections. We don't talk politics. So as you call in, try to keep candidates off the air. We're not campaigning for somebody.
This is about the line.
That's right.
And how long you are in the line. And then also, you know, do you make friends with your neighbor? I'm more interested in the social aspect of it. Like the psychological, social.
Like the night you went out for dinner and forgot your phone. And
how we doing?
Made friends with that poor woman that sat next to you for 2 hours.
Yes, we had such a lovely time. I never heard back.
You had a great time.
Thought I would. It's all good.
A good reminder, if you were planning to mail in your ballot, mm-hmm. and I say were because it's too late, drop it off. Mail it in.
Oh, it's too late to mail it in.
They said a week before was your not hard deadline. I believe if it's postmarked up to the date of the election, they'll take it. But they're advising that just go ahead and drop it off.
Janet in DeSoto. Hello, Janet.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, you could stand online and try to sell your house, right? But anyway, I just wanted to thank people in Jackson County. I live in Johnson County on the Kansas side. If it took me literally 5 minutes, and we've been voting, I think, since the 19th, I'd be surprised if I spent literally 5 minutes. It was wonderful. So I just wanted to thank anybody in Jackson County who's doing those hour-long waits or multi-hour-long waits. God bless you all for all of the things you've gone mm-hmm. through this year. And thanks for voting.
Janet, was that a dig at Dana in that first line?
No, I love me my Dana. But what a good place to sell your house, right?
I know. Right?
You, that could be a new thing for you. And I have to go off the course here. I loved your video.
Thank you so much, Janet. I appreciate that. We're not allowed to play that on the air.
For obvious reasons. The license would be pulled within 1 minute.
It's not my fault I own that domain.
Janet, have a great weekend. Be safe.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Fanny in Kansas City, and rumor is you want to mention a candidate. Please try not to.
Try not to do what?
Mention a candidate. But, Fanny, I love your name. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I know. You've said that before. I'm the butt of a lot of jokes.
No, not at all. I love
That's
it.
That's not a joke.
No, I'm named after my mother's twin sister that didn't make it through the Holocaust. Okay. So I would, I just retired, so I offer to stand online, to your point, Dana. Sorry, I just got your name. And I would just wait online for other people that couldn't. So I'm really eager to make sure that the vote goes out, that people do vote. And I've been phone banking, and so many people are not even voting. And from all demographics, I'm donating plasma, blah, 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 wearing a shirt, vote, do your part. But turning that switch on is hard. So I would wait. I did wait on Liberty Street about a week and a half ago and met lots of people online of all different persuasions. And it was actually, we just encouraged each other to vote and had some dialogue. I mean, whether that's called electioneering or not, it comes up. Like what's your important issue?
Right.
What's your
I don't think that's against the rules. If you're just standing in line and someone is standing next to you and you strike up a conversation, I don't think
they have the right to say none of your business.
Right. But I think you have the right to have a conversation if both parties agreed to have that conversation.
Yeah. And it was interesting, like all different ages and it was tempting to say to go in your direction, but I also know a lot of people and mostly the younger activists that are upset with both candidates only because so they've chosen to they're either not voting or sadly or writing in Jill Stein because then if she gets 5% of the vote then the next election
right
she'll be able to be on there and because you know no one has stopped the ceasefire yet in the Middle East, that's really marginalizing a lot of the younger voters.
Fanny, have I ever tried to guess what borough you're from in New York City?
You've already done it, yeah.
Well, I don't remember what I said, but it has to be Brooklyn.
You got it. Yeah. Forget about it.
He's such a weirdo.
It's interesting you say that I'm from Brooklyn because I am.
You
He's such a weirdo.
I can, because I am.
I can spot a New York accent, and I can nail the borough 90% of the time.
You know what, though?
figure something else out. What else do you remember about me? I've called in a lot of times.
You're a twin. I remember that.
She just
right?
said that.
And remember, we talked about massage therapy and anxiety reduction. Anytime you've had a story that pertains, we've talked about healthcare in America. So hopefully, I want to leave everybody with, be well, do your stress reduction around this election time.
Aww.
Don't keep the radio on constantly. And
except for us, because we don't talk about it. Hey, Fanny, we're going to do you a solid here.
I'm just saying, set boundaries. Because everybody's having nightmares and, overstimulated, right?
Amen. Fire hose to the face. All right, girl. Call back anytime. I'm going to do a solid to all of our listeners who are sick of it. We promised a political ad just for our audience.
Mm-hmm.
It is written. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning and could not sleep. It is recorded. It will likely be played.
It needs to be produced
Monday. There's some production that still needs to happen with, and we would give it away if we told you what that was, but your end of season political ad from Sam, Scott, Dana, and the crew at KMBZ is coming.
A couple of quick things. People are talking about my electioneering comment on the text line. There is a reason that there is a line of political signs outside of every voting office.
And then it stops.
And that it stops at a specific spot. It's because within that spot, you're not allowed to have anything relating to any of the candidates. She had mentioned wearing a T-shirt. I know for a fact that you cannot wear any clothing that is political in any way, shape, or form, because I got kicked out because I was wearing a T-shirt that was for the independent party. It was against both political parties, and they kicked me out and made me go get a different shirt before I could vote.
As they should. You should not be allowed to wear the clothing of a specific candidate inside an election post.
Well, mine was not candidate specific. It was saying I hate both parties, but yeah.
There was a guy who got, I don't know if it was local or national, who got kicked out, told to go home because he was wearing a certain hat.
I had to go out to my truck and flip my shirt inside out and go back in to vote.
You ne'er do well. Wendy in Leavenworth. Hello, Wendy.
Hey, happy Festivus Friday.
Same to you.
So how I got sucked into that conversation, almost fell asleep. I'm sorry.
You fell asleep?
No, I think Sam thought he heard a different word.
She just said she got sucked into that conversation and almost fell asleep.
I thought that's what she said, too.
Well, that's my bad.
It's okay.
Wendy, you're on hold, apparently.
We're coming right back. I promise. It's all good.
We have to fill a little bit of time because Sam has trigger fingers.
Well, when we're talking about things that are election-based, and that is not what I heard.
we will go back to the tape and find out. I thought I heard sucked.
Yes.
I hope so.
She got sucked into that conversation.
Somebody says in Platte County, they handed me propaganda at the door. Also, I am on pins and needles waiting for your political ad.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I will tell you this. I was up at 3 o'clock. I was up at 5 o'clock. And then finally at 8 a.m., I got up and just started releasing the thoughts that were in my head. And I called Scott and I was snot laughing so hard when I called him. He was like, I cannot talk right now. I hear what you're saying. Let me call you back.
Right.
I think you will enjoy it if you are as sick of all of this as we are.
Wendy, I would like to apologize. I have gone back to the tape, and what you said was not the F word. However, the S was not prominent. And when it says I got, and then that word, and the S is not prominent.
She said I got sucked in.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Do we have enough on the?
We're almost there.
Okay, show me by fingers where we are.
We're currently at this. We need to be to this.
Okay. Let me know when we get to that.
And we will be there in right now. We're there.
Let's go back to Wendy, who did not use a bad word. Hello, Wendy.
I did not use a bad word.
Dana and I know you didn't.
I don't enunciate very well, so that's my fault.
No, it's Sam's fault. He's got a trigger finger. But go ahead.
There we go.
Please continue.
Happy Festivus. We'll just start over there.
All right.
So how long would I wait? So I when I go into line, and thankfully, well, hopefully I haven't been by the line yet, but I'm definitely standing in line for at least 15-minute increments, and then I'm monitoring how far I advance every 15 minutes. And then if it's going to take over 3 hours, I'm going to leave and come back. But if it's the last day, I'm sticking it out until I get my fancy I voted sticker.
Aww. Wendy, do appreciate the call. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for not using the word that Sam thought you used.
Absolutely. You know, I'm guilty of using that word sometimes, but I wouldn't do it to you guys.
All right. Be well. Have a great weekend.
Take care. You as well.
Okay. Frank in Kingsville. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
All right. My thing goes back to what she was reading a while ago regarding Jackson County only having three places to early vote.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was reading an article on the internet, but my question is this, if they don't have enough machines and enough places to vote, I mean, there's empty buildings all over the place that are county owned that they could set up a precinct. So my thing is, if they don't have the machines, then if we used to do voting on one day in our precinct in our county, then where are all those machines?
Great point.
Why don't they have enough?
Frank, that's a great point. And you don't need county buildings. Well, you need county buildings to store the machines, but you don't need county buildings to vote. For example, exactly. More often than not, my voting place, if I choose to vote on election day, which I did not, I chose to vote early, so I voted at the library. But if I chose to wait until next Tuesday, my voting place is actually a church.
Right. Well, and one more thing, too, on top of that. My mom lives in Jackson County. I live in Johnson County, Missouri. My niece took her up to vote the other day up at the one on Woods Chapel Road,
mm-hmm.
and she got up there. It was like three city blocks long, and she just had to leave because she can't stand that long. And so if they had some kind of accommodation for handicapped people or they can't stand very long,
great point.
So she had to go home.
What great point! They need some sort of accommodation if the lines are going to be that long. Didn't we have one year where people were? Was it the primary people were, I don't want to say passing out, but there were people who needed some attention? I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
I don't remember which town, but it was around either. Here.
Well, and there are some states who have passed laws, Georgia in particular.
It was elderly. Scott, remind me. It was a lot of elderly people in line. Was that property taxes? Maybe I'm conflating the two.
Oh, Dana, I don't know.
Because there were octogenarians going down in line, and it was, I am almost positive it was Jackson County.
I want to say it was 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Oh, no. I mean this past year.
Oh. Well, then that would have been property taxes.
We talked about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39. Lana, I hope I pronounced that right, in Raymore. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I went to go vote a little bit ago in Cass County and on the square in Harrisonville. The line was wrapped around the courthouse. I'm guessing maybe a 2 or 3 hour wait. So I was like, I'll wait and try maybe tomorrow or Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. And parking was horrible, too. You were having to park 2 or 3 blocks off the square because it's very small. But, so if anybody's going to Cass County, plan to wait.
Well, and in Missouri, I can understand the great interest. Not only is this obviously a presidential election, but there are a number of issues, I'm not going to get into them, that are on the ballot. I believe 5 minimum that are of strong interest to voters. The first 5.
Sports betting.
Is one.
We won't go over the others.
We're good, Sam.
In fact, after this hour, I want to bring up a bit of a surprise. I don't know that we're going to make this a topic, but remember the Hereford House, quote, explosion?
I can remember it well.
And fire that wasn't an accident?
I can remember it well because we were supposed to do, that was in 2008. It was in late October or early November of 2008. We were supposed to broadcast the show from that Hereford House on election night and had to
scramble, if you will.
Yes. And we scrambled and ended up doing it at the Applebee's right next to Oak Park Mall.
So one of the 3 men prosecuted in that explosion and arson has been released. you remember the one thing that they had inside the Hereford House before that crime was committed? Surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
As memory serves, pretty crystal clear surveillance. believe it or not, another man involved was released last March. Both were released for a similar reason, and I think people are going to have very strong opinions about that.
Would you care to guess the word of the year according to Collins Dictionary?
I don't know. These always annoy me. Is it a word that never existed before and now it's been spoken into existence?
No, it's a word that has existed for a very long time but has taken on new meaning.
There it is.
Lay it on me.
The word is brat.
Do you remember brat girl summer?
I do, and I remember not understanding what it meant, and I looked it up, and it's already out of my head.
A brat is characterized by a confident, independent, hedonistic attitude. Collins said today that in the phrase brat summer, it became one of the most talked about words of 2024. I did not know this. Collins experts monitor their blank word database to create the annual list. And that blank I just mentioned is the number of words in the English language. Would you care to guess?
31,426.
20 billion.
What? Words?
Well, yeah, YOLO's a word.
The Collins experts monitor their 20 billion word database.
No way.
To create the annual list of new and notable words that reflect the ever-evolving English language.
By the way, that definition that they gave brat from Brat Girl Summer does not exactly capture the meaning that it had.
Is it a positive connotation or a negative connotation?
It's positive.
Well, it's more about, like, not caring, throwing all expectations to the wayside and being proud no matter what. So go out in your messed up hair and don't shower and don't shave and be proud of it.
Be a brat.
Okay. If you had to guess, because 20 billion is ridiculous, that's going to include all of the words that those sweet little spelling bee kids spell that no one's ever heard of.
Correct.
If you had to guess, how many words are there that people actually use, and then it will be a fraction of that and I mean, overall, how many words do people use? It will be a fraction of that most Americans use every day.
Every day or in their lifetime?
Well, I don't know, Scott. Probably in your lifetime, because you dropped thylacine on us last week, and I had never spoken that into existence. So let's
go. I've got it in front of me.
Let's go. Thank you, Sam. Let's go in your lifetime.
750,000.
Ooh, I was going to go way lower. Like,
what's your guess?
30,000.
So for the average individual, they use 20 to 30,000 words.
That's it.
In their lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Currently, now you said there were 20 billion?
Yes.
Currently in active use, so that, you know, I don't know how they track these things, but in active use, 170,000 words are used in the English
language. Active use is 170,000, but they're saying there's 20 billion?
In the ever-evolving English language, yes.
But 170,000 is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 20 billion.
It would be.
What's the point in using words other than for your own enrichment that no one else around you knows what you're talking about?
Great point. What's his name? He's a
linguist,
political commentator, George
Stephanopoulos.
No, I can't remember. He was a writer and a commentator. He would make sure that he used words that everybody had to go look up when he would appear on TV.
I don't have the energy to do that.
Here are some of the other words that made the list but did not end up number one. Era, anti-tourism, Delulu.
Delulu?
I don't know what it means.
Delulu is
utterly mistaken or unrealistic in delusional. One's ideas or expectations.
That's slang for delusional. That is not you, Delulu. That is not a word.
Brain rot, yapping, supermajority, and looks maxing.
I want everyone to go home tonight and drop Delulu on their teenager with an absolute straight face.
And then the opposite of
and they're going to say you're cat. So Ohio.
You Delulu. And
then the opposite of cook catting.
George Will.
George Will. Thank you. That's who it was. He would make sure he used a word every time he was on TV that you had to go look up every single time. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.